The DA in the Northern Cape demands an urgent joint intervention by the Office of the Premier and the Northern Cape Department of Health to get ambulance services in the Ubuntu region back on track. The lack of ambulances in the area compromises the quality of medical care offered to patients who are dependent on the state for their very survival. The X-ray machine at the local JB Kempton Hospital is broken, so patients must be taken to the R 3 to 4 times in one day. Because the department does not pay its bills, the technicians are reluctant to do the necessary repairs. And in the meantime, the lack of ambulances compromises the health of patients in a very preventable way. For example, there is a patient in Victoria West who injured her foot on Sunday. It's now 3 days later and nobody has contacted her to arrange for her transport to the R. This poor lady is now compelled to hitchhike on an injured foot just to wait for hours at the local facility to hear if an ambulance might become available to provide her with the medical care she needs. She is not the only patient deprived of critical medical care. The Northern Cape only has 80 operational ambulances on the provincial roads, compromising the quality of the care to patients and exposing the department to legal claims for gross negligence. So the choice before Premier Zimani Sol is a very simple one. Either do what the constitution requires of you and deliver on your long outstanding promises to improve medical care in the province, or admit that your ANC-led government cannot provide medical care and place the department under competent administration. It is only the DA that can and will ensure that patients do not find themselves stranded without access to basic medical care.